the glowing blue curve of a planet comes into view against the blackness of space. Large silver letters, outlined in gold, rise from the far side of the planet and come to a stop in front of the Earth. Universal, a Comcast company. The letters WP appear in white against gold brushstrokes on a black background. Universal Pictures presents. At an outdoor venue on a sunny day, a banner reads, National Praise Team Competition. Black performers sing for a primarily black audience. Come on.
There.
Two girls look out from backstage.
My arrangement is classic. We don't have to do that trash.
A long-haired girl waves to a silver-haired woman, then turns to her group.
You guys, Miss Lucy's in the front row. She loves everything I do.
Great. Only fan is here. She doesn't count, Melissa.
Listen up.
My dad has invested way too much money into this group for us to bail the first year of competition.
We're gonna go out there and show them what we are all about.
Some things are best left a mystery.
Ma'am, these fits look like we're about to unveil the new iPad.
You ungrateful.
They all scowl at Melissa.
You're doing it.
What? We're doing it.
On stage, performers wear flashy purple and white boxing attire labeled Champion Life. On a terrace, a tattooed young man joins a middle-aged bearded man.
I'm sorry. Excuse me, brother. This is for the pastors only.
Bishop Headley, man, it is an honor to meet you.
Of course it is.
James Goodman, this is my wife, Natalie.
Sister.
They call me PG. I am a pastor.
Really? But I know other preachers in this city with those tattoos.
Man, I tell you, I didn't ever think I was going to be a pastor, so I put my whole life story on the outside. But thank God His grace able to cover up some of them chapters. You know what I mean?
Yeah, His grace.
Audience waves in time. On stage, Champion Life's dynamic soloist leads the performers' dance routine. Fireworks burst up as they form a line, join hands, and bow. Backstage, the dynamic soloist gawks at the other group's beige pants and black tees.
Oh, welcome to the competition, children.
These outfits are giving, so when does the new iPhone drop?
A girl with an afro turns anxiously to a big guy with yellow hair.
Big Love, what are we gonna do?
Jess, I've been praying all night. God gonna come through.
You can kind of rap, right?
I'll rap. I'll be rapping.
So, if it all goes bad and the crowd turns on us, just go for it. I'll back you up.
God willing.
Their group performs on stage.
Father, I stretch my hands to thee.
They force smiles and gesture with open arms. The pastors cringe.
Okay.
We got
okay.
This.
I know. My Lord.
Audience members frown and yawn.
My Lord.
Two flamboyant women sip cocktails.
Ooh, that was the wrong note, child.
Oh, my people. Whoa, don't God make it feel so good? He made me feel so good.
What is he doing?
Can I get an amen in the church right now, baby?
Amen.
He made me want to spread love to the new guy. I used to question each day, but I knew why. Hey, God made me feel comfortable. He made me want to help the people I'ma do right. He made me want to grab a fat old juicer. You know the kind. Double back, rewind, see that booty from behind. Thank Jesus. I gotta smash as I pull past the grass. I pass the grass. Damn, you blessed her with that ass.
Big Love gyrates on the floor, then struggles to get up. Bishop Headley gives PG a sidelong look.
Thank you, man.
Jess forms praying hands, and the others follow her lead. She sings.
We are the
hell. Bless you.
But we get up. We fall down. But we get up.
Stay down. Stay down.
Jess collapses.
Don't get back up.
I think Satan wanted you back, baby.
In the audience, the dynamic soloist makes a loser gesture with a thumb and forefinger. On stage, a blue-haired girl concludes the performance, and the others follow her off. The title appears in stained glass lettering. Praise this. On a freeway, a black father and daughter travel in a gray sedan.
Sam.
He sports razored hair and a close beard.
Sam.
She wears her hair in multiple long braids.
Look, I don't know if you think that you're driving me crazy by not speaking to me all the way from L.A., but I'm good.
Chewing gum, she turns to him and blows a bubble.
I'm doing the right thing by bringing you here. You think your mother was the only one who believed in you, but that's not true. I'm your father. I love you, and I want what's best for you, even if it might not feel like...
She turns on the stereo and shoots him a look.
Is that supposed to send me some kind of message, huh? Fine. You want me to drive you to your aunt and uncle's house? Or take you directly to jail, because that's where you're headed in L.A.
She shrugs and puts on sunglasses. They arrive in a neighborhood with large lots and mature trees. Her middle-aged aunt and uncle emerge from a large two-story house. Sam lowers her sunglasses and scans the surroundings. She manages to smile as they hug her.
Sam, hey, baby.
Oh,
it's good to see you. It's been a while.
You too, mate. Thanks for doing this.
That's what family's for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like my baby sister.
Hey.
Inside, Jess arrives in the front hall, looks in a mirror, and puts on lipstick.
Oh, this is the best day of my life. Everything's going to change. My sister cousin is here.
She bursts out the front door in a floral mini dress, takes Sam by the arm, and admires her black leather jacket.
Oh my gosh! How was your drive? I love your style. Where'd you get your jacket from? Is it vintage? Hmm? It's happening.
What's happening?
Us! I've always wanted a sister, and here you are!
But we're cousins, Jess.
Cousins, sisters, it's the South. It doesn't even matter. Your boobs look amazing. I'm a C now. What size are you?
I'm a B.
Really? They look like a C.
Really?
I gotta get one of those. Are you going to Spelman? You applied, right?
Sam looks at her dad. He meets her glare with a furrowed brow.
Let's get this inside, please.
I keep asking myself, what would a mother do about all this? I miss her.
Yeah, me too. It's been a year since she passed. But you know, you did the right thing getting Sam out of L.A. I can see she's a little tense about being here, too. But don't worry, I'm a psychologist. That's what I do. Let a pro handle it. Careful with my floors. I just had them waxed.
Sam's dad hauls two large suitcases into the house. Everyone sits in the living room.
Sam, why don't we discuss why you're here?
I would love to, Uncle Larry. I really would. My dad right here thought it'd be a good idea to kick me out of the house and drop me off in the middle of this backwards ass, please forgive me, auntie, the South. It's my life.
Oh, let's talk about her life.
Let's talk about it.
She told me that she wanted to take a gap year. Now, do you know what that is? Because I damn sure didn't know. It's a year where you don't do shit.
Oh, here we go again. I was working on my music. Oh, I was being productive.
Promised me that she'd apply to colleges. Showed me filled out applications. She never turned them in.
The devil's in the details.
Oh, yeah, and then she got arrested.
It was a misdemeanor.
Oh, was it?
How many times do I have to tell you Andre is my music producer?
Oh, so the studio got raided for what? Songs? What, do you think that I'm stupid?
Yes, I do. It's written
hey,
right
hey,
there.
Hey, time out. Time
right
out.
There.
Better watch your mouth.
Hey,
right.
hey, time out. Time out. Why don't we just focus on the positive here, all right?
There's no positive here.
We've come up with a plan. Mm-hmm. You want to tell them, baby?
Yeah, babe.
Right, so you know I work at Georgia State. Well, I called in a few favors, and they're willing to admit you in the spring.
Oh, my goodness, really?
Yes.
I'm not going.
Well, Sam, just think about it.
You be near Jess at Spelman? Maybe you two could even get an apartment together?
Oh, no.
Jess could finally move out, put some of her masterpieces on her own walls.
Painting is how I process grief from my beloved departed cat, Cheddar.
Look, you are grown, and I can't force you to stay. Plus, I know you. You're gonna get your money up and do what you want to anyway. But I'm telling you, LA is not for you right now, Sam.
Guess what? You're not for me either.
She grabs her sunglasses and purse.
Sam.
Goodbye.
Sam.
Whatever. Where's my room?
It's upstairs. I'll show you.
Sam lugs her suitcases upstairs. Jess curtsies on her way out.
I don't know why I did that.
Just go.
Sam, wait.
Jess's room is brimming with cat art and ornaments.
Welcome, welcome, sister cousin. This is my room, but I want you to think of it as one communal safe space.
She tucks a nude painting out of sight.
And the best part is we are connected. Think of this as a canal giving birth to our cousin sisterhood.
You play drums?
I'm sort of a multi-talented artist. Drums aren't really my strength. So, this is your room. I put out some fresh flowers, and there's a picture of me and you with your mom when we were kids, remember?
Sam stares at the photo. Then she belly flops on the bed and pounds her fists.
Oh! Okay, I guess you're tired. Okay, so I'll just go.
Sam props herself up on her elbows and runs her eyes around the baby blue walls. At the crack of dawn, a beaming Jess arrives at Sam's bedside.
Good morning! I made you coffee.
How many cups have you had?
One. You know what? Three. I'm getting better about my coffee shame. So, I unpack your stuff, and I organize all your clothes, and all of your notebooks are on the table now, see? You are such a good writer.
You read my stuff?
Well, your notebooks were, like, right there after I unzipped your bags.
Huh?
So is that, like, songs, or do you write poetry, or... It's so beautiful.
Thanks. I'm a singer. I write my own stuff.
You know I sing, right?
No, I didn't know that. What?
Unbreak my heart. Say you love me again.
Are we really doing this right now? Jess.
I cry so many. Oh, that's just a little snack. You'll get a full meal at church today. I'm on the praise team.
I don't do church.
Sam. Emotional support flying in.
I get it. Mom and Dad asked me to leave the room when Uncle Darius called about you moving here, so I left and listened from the hall. You've done some things, huh? Your testimony gonna be the goat, girl. Wait, what are you doing? I'm going back to sleep, Jess.
But it's Sunday.
And?
This is Atlanta. Sunday means church.
Well, God hasn't been taking my request, so Sunday means nothing.
He's God, not Santa Claus.
Whatever.
Jess uncovers Sam and stands her up.
We're going to church.
Who do you think you're talking to?
You.
Me?
No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
What weapon?
We are going to church.
I don't have the church clothes.
You can borrow some of mine.
At breakfast, Auntie pours white sauce on Sam's plate.
There you go.
Auntie Liz, no. Avocado toast is avocado and toast, no gravy.
That just don't seem right.
Let's go. We're late.
You not riding with us?
Gonna take Sam the scenic route, get her excited about living in the A.
Oh, good morning, baby.
Morning.
Dad said you're not answering his calls.
I have nothing to say to that man.
Does it ever stop?
No. Is that for me?
Jess and Sam drive past a group of boys in purple shirts.
Is there a concert?
At church.
A brick and glass building with a large cross.
Okay. This is promising.
Jess keeps on driving.
Where are you going? Oh, that's Champion Life. That's not our church. Girl, please.
Okay, okay. This next song just went platinum. From Atlanta's own Ty. Hey, and brother, hit me with an invitation to that party. This is Can't Help It.
They sing along with the radio.
There was a time back when I wasn't doing this. I took a pill of lies I couldn't miss. Red bottle should let you know I'm with the shits. Ted talking, we just out here getting rich, yeah, yeah. And the way I ride, you mortified. Look in my eyes. Ooh.
They dance in their seats.
Jess, come on. That was the best part.
We're in the zone.
What zone?
There's a no trap rule 5 blocks out from church.
You don't think God heard it 2 blocks back?
I don't make the rules.
Tide's the only thing Atlanta has going for it. You know I'm pulling up to his house, right?
Larry ain't letting you go to Ty's house. And that's on God.
Girl, I am grown. Ain't nobody gonna be telling me what to do. Not even Uncle Larry.
The amber compact car parks by a warehouse with You Belong Here painted in large letters beside a loading dock entrance. Jess stows a sack of Father, Son, and Holy Roast coffee in the trunk. A bumper sticker reads, Jesus is a feminist. The license plate says, Jess Sang.
I thought we were going to church. This is it. It used to be a warehouse for an old oil factory, but it's our church now. Look at us. Twinsies.
Sam's midriff is exposed.
Thought not out. Okay. Body positivity. Love to see it. You belong here.
Jess takes Sam's arm and walks her past groups of black churchgoers mingling in casual clothes.
So this is our congregation. Kind of small, but mighty, as you can tell.
They look fun.
Young men and women slumped in pews.
That's the party pulpit. At the club on Saturday, then turn up to church on Sunday to get right with the Lord. It smells like Duce and Black and Miles over there.
A half-pipe skateboard ramp.
And who are they?
Our pastor, PG, lets them skate here when we're not in service. And that's Jermaine. He's a fire starter.
Oh, so he be getting turned, huh?
Yes, and also he sets things on fire and burns them down. That was until PG stopped him. Hey, PG.
Hey.
I am starting to feel spirits.
Mm-hmm.
They pass Big Love.
And who's that?
Oh, that's Aaron. He used to be a big, you know, marijuana cigarette dealer here in Atlanta.
Really?
Then he suddenly and mysteriously stopped and gave his life to the Lord. I'd leave that one alone. Melissa, the daughter of our big donor, swears he's her soulmate. I'm not one to gossip, but she only came to this church following him. I don't know what he put on her, but they call him Big Love in the streets.
Big Love, huh? Mm.
That's her. Hey, sis. God bless.
Melissa puts on a smile.
Hey, everyone. This is my cousin's sister, Sam. She's from L.A. staying with me now. Sam, this is Jackie and Jermaine.
Hi, Sam. Nice to meet you.
The twins are oddly close, but they have 6 sons. And that's Kiki.
The blue-haired girl takes a selfie.
Kiki, my cousin's sister, Sam.
Okay, dang, just calm down. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Kiki.
What's up, Sam?
Big Love.
Welcome to our church. Welcome to Atlanta. It's nice to meet you.
I'm Melissa, captain of the praise team. It's nice to meet you.
So, what's it like?
Praise team? Come and find out.
Maybe I will.
Let's go. Nice to meet you, Sam. Have a seat. Have several.
Okay.
I know that.
Don't worry about it. Just come and sit down.
Sam locks her eyes on Melissa.
Oh, I'm gonna have a seat, all right.
PG leads the service.
If you love the Lord, say amen. Amen. Can we make a joyful noise in here, please?
Melissa leads the praise team to a row of mic stands.
The presence of the Lord is here today. Amen. Amen. Yes.
Amen.
In a moment, we'll have a number from our praise team, but we're excited. Slap your neighbor and tell him you're excited.
I'm excited.
I'm excited. We are excited.
I'm excited.
Because our praise team is going to be performing and competing at the national championships again this year. You guys must have thought I lost faith after what happened last year. I'm not gonna lie, I'm shook. But we're going back. We have to. We can't let fear have the victory. Just no cussing or big old juicy metaphors, Aaron. And just try to stay conscious.
Thank you, Pastor. As team captain, I am excited to lead and confident that God is going to anoint my arrangement.
Sam scoffs.
And will bless us with victory.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, girl.
Afterwards.
Sam, it was really great seeing you up there with Christine today, right?
It was. Really? Because it wasn't that great being up there.
And that pastor? Is he insane to think that team is going to take home anything?
I mean, I'm no prophet, but I can see the future. And ain't no winning coming from that shitty building.
PG.
Well, I wouldn't be so sure. You know, God works in some really shitty places. You know, his son was actually born in a bomb.
Yeah, that is pretty shitty. Who counts? Stank.
Pastor Goodman, this is our niece, Sam. She's staying with us now.
Sam, welcome.
Thank you.
And believe me, everything is possible, okay? For every giant, there's a stone.
Hmm. Amen.
Hey, babe.
I should go. The boss is calling.
Yeah. Good seeing you, Pastor.
You as well. Yeah. You as well. Hope to see you around.
All right, we better head out. See you ladies at the house.
Well, Sam, we gotta run that again.
Not even if Jesus was on base.
We'll see. We'll see. Hey, Room. Big Love got you.
Bye, Big Love.
The way he said, I got you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's something there. Oh, definitely the Holy Spirit. No, Jess.
In the kitchen at night, Auntie feeds dough through a pasta machine, and Uncle catches the cut strands.
Ready for it?
Oh, I'm ready.
It's coming your way.
Okay. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. There she is. Oh, it's so soft.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Look at that.
Yeah? Oh, baby, you're so good at that.
Oh, you know, I'm good at a lot of them.
Yeah, you are.
Sam gets a text.
You're a popular girl tonight.
I'm sorry. It's a group text about our praise team practice tonight.
Oh, I thought you didn't like singing with the team.
Oh, I really do. Yeah, it was something, what's his name? PG. PG, it was something he said to me. It really changed me, you know? Like deep, deep inside.
Oh, that's wonderful, Sam.
No.
Jess, you didn't mention you had praise team practice tonight.
I've just been so busy with Sam and getting her settled and stuff.
And Sam, you need to give your dad a call back and let him know Lana's working out.
Yes, yes, it really is. It really is.
She crosses herself.
And speaking of working out, come here, baby.
Praise team practice. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Imagine what I'm gonna do. Y'all still here?
Oh.
Later in Jess's car.
Okay, I'm about to go up in there. I'm about to do this. I'm about to meet him. It's about to be great.
Lord, forgive me for what I'm about to do.
Jess fixes her hair.
Jess, calm down. What do you think's gonna happen in there?
Look, things might get crazy tonight. I am wonderfully and beautifully made, and I didn't say that the Book of Psalms did. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
You know what
Jess,
I mean.
Just pull up and let me talk.
Damn, you know what I mean.
Jess, I don't know what you mean. Stop talking with your little cat dress and move forward, okay?
They pull up to a gate.
Hi!
A hefty bodyguard looks in.
Y'all from the club?
Yeah, Juan told us to pull through.
Who's Juan?
Where your homegirl?
An amber convertible pulls up alongside.
Hold up.
Hey, Shanice.
What? Oh, yeah, yeah. They're with us.
Mm-hmm. Look at God.
Jess drives ahead.
There could be a room full of baddies and still gonna be a weirdo.
Young black people attend a party at an ultra-modern mansion with an arched roof and floor-to-ceiling windows. Jess and Sam get out of the car in a circular driveway full of luxury vehicles.
Oh, my gosh, we did it. We pulled it off. This is it, girl. Oh, my gosh.
They high-five, slap hands, bump hips, shake and bow, and do a happy dance.
Okay.
They get off an elevator in a curved hallway lined with Ty's framed platinum records.
Oh, my gosh. Jess, welcome to my home. Yes. Song of the year. I wrote it.
Yeah.
Featured artist. That's me. Best featured album of the year. That's mine.
Yes.
Best songwriter.
Yes, girl.
Yes, it's mine. Oh, my God.
Awards are displayed on a table. Yes. Sam picks up one topped with a golden microphone.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank my fans for helping me sell millions and millions and millions of records.
Yeah.
We did it.
Yes, girl.
This one's for you. Next, I would like to thank my cousin Jess for being my ride or die when I was at my brokest in Atlanta.
Giving God the glory, who's the center of my life.
When my dad forced me to go out there and I didn't want to go out there, but he made me go out there against my free will, and here I am. But look at me.
Oh. Shh. It's family business. We outside.
And last but not least, this one's for you, Mom. I love you, and I miss you every day.
She kisses her palm, then points toward heaven.
Run the bell.
Sam puts down the award and leads the way to an alcove.
Sam?
Run the bell. One time.
They see a flashing red recording sign above a closed door. Then they enter a recording studio lounge.
We got this.
The bodyguard is there.
Hi, good to see you again.
We have a session.
Time to go from the car.
They join a quiet group of drinkers. Several young men wear neck chains.
I'm out on 70.
Oh, one chain. Two chains. All the chains. It's like two chains, but 10 chains.
Hey, hold on. Can't catch.
Ty looks out from a sound booth with a lush plant wall.
Oh, God, he sees us. I'm pregnant.
He and Sam exchange flirtatious looks.
I bet. Let's run it.
Jess, you can leave now. Oh, I would, but I can't go out without you. We're supposed to be at racing practice, remember?
Girl, you better get on. I got it for you.
Jess claws the air, winks, and waves.
Girl, what the hell?
Later, at a bar on a terrace, Jess and Sam clink shooter glasses.
Cheers.
All right, let's do it.
Sam downs her drink. Jess throws hers over her shoulder. Then she looks around with wide eyes.
Wow. The rhythm is like getting inside me or something. It's like I'm becoming a woman.
Jess. Jess, no.
Beaming, Jess dances her way to the middle of the terrace.
Jess.
She minds casting a fishing line. Sam plays along as Jess reels her in. Dancing, Jess shimmies enthusiastically while Sam slowly grooves.
Sipping the gravy with Minute Maid, baby, because everything I do is fresh.
Women for cuffing and smoking, I'm up. Young men peer at the dancing duo. Turn off the lights with maybes and mites tonight. Sam catches the attention of a short haired fellow with a goatee. He slinks toward her, and Jess pushes him away. Let me teach you a lesson of greatness. Yeah, spaceship, something but never the latest. Another boy offers Sam his hand. Jess comes between them and does a raised arm movement. He backs away and plugs his nose. A different boy offers Sam a smoke, and Jess smacks it away. Ty arrives in the neighboring living room, his long braids tied back, jeweled chains and a diamond cross around his neck. He raises a bottle of champagne to his friends. Sam sets her eyes on him and smiles. Jess follows her into the living room. Her mouth falls open as Sam sways to the beat, gestures rhythmically, and sings.
Do you feel love? You might think it's far, but the real though. I see the snakes, listen. When you cut the check, this is what you sell it for. And now that you're condoning, and you don't really own it.
Ty looks her up and down as he draws near.
What you doing singing my song?
You know you like it.
I do. Your voice is nice.
Thank you.
Why don't you come down to the studio? You'll mess around.
I will.
Hey, police come.
12!
Everyone scatters. Sam throws her jacket over a table of smokes and edibles. Jess strikes a pose and freezes.
Time to go home. Party's over. We gotta shut this down.
Yes.
Disturbing the peace call came over the radio.
Come on, man. You gonna shut down my platinum party?
You live in this old bougie neighborhood, Young Money.
You stay posted at the gate.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Jess. Jessica, I see you. Come on. I'm gonna make sure you get home tonight.
Okay, Officer Troy, I know it looks like I'm out here in these streets, but really, I'm out here on these highway and byways doing the Lord's work. I mean, I just saved two souls at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
He caught us. Don't tell my dad.
Let's go.
Jess cringes. Sam gives Ty a smile.
You two sparkles?
Ty watches her sashay past as she leaves with Jess and the officer. The bodyguard eyes the table.
Hey, that's the singer's jacket? Or the weirdo?
Think it's the one with the voice.
At home.
Hey, appreciate it, Troy. Thursday session's on me, all right?
Cool. I'm ready to feel all my feelings, man.
Hey, they're all valid. Be safe out there, all right?
All right.
Be safe out there, Mr. Troy.
This all could have gone really bad if Troy wasn't there.
Maybe it was just God's plan, Mom.
It's just a raid. It's happened before. My misdemeanor, hello.
Shh. Not helping.
Okay. You know how we feel about lying.
Yeah, we don't do that in this house.
True. But you know, punishment is for the Lord. That's Bible. So maybe we should just let him handle it. I mean, who amongst us has not sinned?
Everybody done sinned. Even I know that. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen.
That's not funny. See, we don't want any problems.
Neither do we.
Well, your actions speak otherwise.
Since you lied about joining the praise team, why don't we make it the truth? That was good, right?
That's good, babe. That's some creative parenting right there.
What does that mean?
It means you're joining the praise team.
I don't think I understand.
I think you do.
I don't even know any gospel songs.
Well, you better learn some.
No, baby.
Bad-ass kids.
At least now you get to join the praise team,
Jess.
But we get to be
stop,
together.
Stop, stop. Now is not the time.
At praise team rehearsal, Big Love finds Sam holding sheet music in front of her face.
Have you seen Sam? I'm looking for her. She said she'd never join our team.
I'm right here.
Melissa.
Gather around, children. Here is my arrangement of Break Every Chain. It's top secret for local competition, so guard it with your life.
Kiki now has purple hair.
Kiki, I just said it was top secret. No posting. Oh, Sam could help. She writes songs.
I could. It's easy.
How about you learn an actual gospel song first? Let's take it from the top.
Melissa shuts her eyes and takes a breath. She gestures, smiles, and winks as she sings. The others roll their eyes.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. So break every chain. Break every chain.
Kiki. Kiki, stop. You're doing too much.
I'm just trying to add some life up in here.
It's a lot of bondage without a chain.
Yeah, the chorus is the strongest part of the song. If we lose the rest and tie up the loose ends, it could be really special.
Wait, lose the rest? Of a classic? Where they do that at? Not here.
It could be dope.
Fall back, Kiki. Everyone knows you stay in the club.
Wow.
Now, every team has their lane. And our lane is real church music. Everyone remember what happened last year when we tried to switch lanes? Jess crashed her face. But there's an anointing on my two front veneers. You didn't even know.
True.
Oh, wow, that's really
Christmas
neat.
Face.
Nah, that was a dope face plant.
Shut up. Take it from the top.
She gestures, smiles, and winks. Leaving after dark, Big Love walks with Sam.
I work later if y'all wanted to stop by the Painted Duck and grab some food.
Melissa.
I'm in. What's a Painted Duck?
A large, bright nightclub with a bowling alley, bar, and dance floor caters to a young black crowd.
Ladies, you're looking good tonight in the Painted Duck. Hey, we're gonna get this lit, because this is Atlanta's favorite place to be, and I got the hits, y'all.
The DJ centers out Big Love.
Who the heck with that tight shirt on? Well, put on a bra. Oh, I know what that is. Hey, hey, church boy. Hey, church boy.
What? What's up, man?
Oh, hey, I know you're not. Hey, you can change your hair. Can't change your past.
That's the old me, man. That's the old me.
How about everybody, y'all just cover y'all ears, because this song right here is for the sinners.
It's about whatever we say it's about.
So what that's supposed to mean?
It means my cousin can flip any song you got for the Lord.
Can you?
No.
So I guess your cousin could turn water into wine, too. If so, my red cup is running low of Henny.
Fine. Play whatever.
Okay, let me see what you got. Hey, hypocrite, come get this mic right quick. Hurry up. Hey,
shut up, man. It's hoes in here.
I
can freestyle, but I don't know anything about the Bible past Sunday school with Mom. Come on, Jess, you know this.
Just make it rhyme with Jesus Christ and you'll be fine.
No!
Big Love gives Sam a mic.
Okay, baby girl, let me see. This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna apply that pressure.
Get it, don't be timid when you win it. Fly that pressure, love come.
All right, okay. Now you know how I go. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, yo, are you ready? It's your turn. Oh, church girl got a potty mouth, eh?
Run it back.
Oh, one more time. Okay, yeah. Because you know, they don't let you in heaven that many times. We'll let you know. Let's go.
Anything you might be going through, don't let it press you. Pray on it, stay on it, ain't no pressure. Gotta make a way and earn a way. If you believe it's for good, it's for you, then why you even stressing? It's already yours, so won't you go and get your blessing? Eyes to the heavens, you don't need to doubt. With God on your side, you will never go without. If God can make the trees grow strong from a seed, he can do it. Having you praising him, thinking I'm living his life.
Melissa sneers.
That's enough. Yeah. Okay, calm down. Okay, where you say you from?
I'm from L.A.
L.A.? Yo, well, this is Atlanta where it get dirty. Yo!
A crowd gathers and everyone moves in time. Sam gives the DJ a nod and he starts the track again. She struts across the dance floor and sings directly to him.
I know the Lord can see my potential. I've been working. I told him it's been up since I met you. Pull the curtain. You always give the word I'm deserving. That's for certain. I was tired of being tired. Yeah. You walk with me every day and you help me in every way. I'll meet you in heaven's gate, but for now I'ma levitate. I live by the Bible because that's the way that I medicate. You know that I'm learning. You said it's okay at any rate.
She turns to the audience.
Sometimes I get down and you know that. Keep my hands up to God, cause I'ma need right now. I need your God. Oh.
okay, that was Atlanta. But this Atlanta, Atlanta, because we know how to sing.
She squints at the DJ and aims a finger at him as she listens to the track.
Which way will you go? Huh? Yeah, home. That's where you're going.
Okay, come on.
You got it? Come on. Okay, that's right.
Sam sings to a captivated audience. Again, who can I do? PG's wife, Natalie, plays close attention to the performance. Again, who can I do? I can't stop the tears from falling from my eyes. There's no one to run to, nowhere to go if I fall apart. Out here on my own. And when the world's against me, yeah, there's no one I can trust. And I'm struggling. There's nowhere to lay down my burdens, and no way to take in this toll on me. Will I ever heal my scars? 'Cause it's a feeling I can't escape. And I want to be strong, but I am breaking. How do I go with it when I need to heal these scars? Who will be there to rescue me? Does anybody hear my cries? Tell me, how do I make it through? I'm doing what I can to survive. 'Cause when I really need someone, who am I gonna run to? I wanna find somewhere.
Okay, that's it. That's it.
Good job, got you.
Big Love pulls Sam into a long, affectionate hug.
Woo! That's
it! I quit drinking.
The DJ puts down his cup. Melissa slams down her drink and walks away. The rest of the team sits on benches to remove their bowling shoes.
Yo, Sam, we should hang out after this. I'll get you right home.
Sure.
Just don't keep Brad too late.
Or fornicate. And what does that mean?
You know just what that means, Sam.
No, no. I don't think I do.
Bye.
Behind a counter, Sam sprays used bowling shoes, and Big Love stows them in shelves.
You said come hang out, not help you work.
Friends help friends.
I don't have friends.
We'll see.
Natalie returns a pair of shoes.
Sam, good job tonight. Are you okay? You seemed a little emotional singing out there.
Me? No. I've rocked bigger rooms than that before.
But praise songs hit people's heart a little different.
You're the number one lady or something, right?
Yeah, you could say that. I'm the first lady.
Well, let me let you in on a little secret. I don't really have a relationship with God. I just know how to rhyme.
Well, obviously, God has a relationship with you.
I don't think so.
God used fish, donkeys, even hoes to get his word across. So don't think he won't use you too. That's Bible. Let's go get him at Locals.
What's going on?
I think she just called me ho.
No. There is power in
the name of Jesus. On a sunny day, the disheartened praise team warms up in a park minivan, wearing camo pants, work boots, and bright yellow shirts.
Just break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain.
In the driver's seat, Melissa is glued to her phone.
Melissa? What? It's your solo. Oh. Don't worry about it. I got it.
A red banner reads, National Praise Team Competition, Local Qualifiers. Walking arm in arm, Jess and Sam lead their team around the outdoor venue.
Top three winners move forward to regionals. You get through regionals, you're invited to the national championship, which is where record labels scout.
Okay.
So, first in the way, I'd say, promise ringtones. The promise ringtones are like if Beyonce and Mary, mother of Jesus Mary, not the one with the good knees, met at a beauty shop, got their lives and edges together, and started a praise team. Every time, worship slay.
What's the promise?
It's not have, you know,
no sex?
They say it's a vow of celibacy that gives them perfect pitch.
Mm-mm.
Yes!
Wearing pink dresses, the promise ringtone members hand them red roses.
Thank you. You were so brave to show your face when many think your performance was so disgraceful last year. That's kingdom building courage. And on behalf of myself and the promise ringtones, we do not think you're going straight to hell, as some people have said. Amen.
Amen.
An all-male group rehearses.
Turn the gospel up. A little loud.
Prodigal bros, look away. How to love. What a mighty God we serve. I don't think I can. I know.
They dance and gesture in open baseball shirts.
Angels bow before.
Competition. That's Fallon. Champion Life paid her to join their praise team. They've won nationals ever since.
Last year's dynamic soloist, Fallon.
So y'all really think God's gonna waste a miracle on y'all this year?
Her teammates provide swag bags and drinks.
No, thank you.
Drink it. Mm-mm. Go on.
Mm. Good God, it's delicious. Mm-hmm. Would you like a complimentary bookmark? It's laminated.
Ew, no.
I made them myself. I know she...
Ooh.
Sam rummages through the swag bag.
Jess, the iPad Bibles are true. Would it have killed you to join this church?
Bishop Headley.
Now, as the reigning national champs, we'd like to extend our gratitude to the Grace Midtown Church for hosting the local qualifiers again this year. Yes. Let's get our praise on.
A mixed race barbershop quartet.
Burn it down below.
The flamboyant women sip cocktails.
I rebuke the spirit of boredom in this atmosphere.
Oh, you're sinning souls. Clubbing, twerking, hot in here.
Well, in hell, you're gonna sear.
Oh, if I had some.
Please don't throw too much, girl. That water gonna make them pans shrink. More.
Can't spare it already.
Yeah, can it be any tighter? I see his disciples.
Sinning soul. You're sinning soul.
PG joins the team in the backstage dressing room.
Hey. Here y'all are. I just wanted to give y'all a little encouragement before y'all head out there. I know it's not easy showing up after a loss, but being here, getting ready to face these people again.
Yeah, they hate us.
But staring down your fear, that's the win, all right?
Well, we're definitely victorious, because we are terrified.
Stop. You guys are good. You got it, all right? I love y'all. Come on. All factory. Yes, sir. Sam. You good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just wondering, where's Melissa at?
Oil Factory, you're up after Champion Life. Pastor, you can't be back here.
Oh, okay. Hey, go out there, kill. Y'all know what I mean.
And now, the reigning champs, they are about that life. This is Champion Life!
Fallon.
Hey, oh, I smile.
Melissa.
Even though I hurt, I see a smile.
I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while, I smile. Today's a new day.
Did that Melissa?
There is no sunshine.
I know this heifer didn't just switch teams.
Baby. That's not nice to say.
Well, what can I say? Everyone wants to be a champion.
Yeah, Melissa on Champion Life.
We know. We're looking right at it, Kiki. Get off your phone for once.
I can't explain. Fell from heaven like a shower now.
Even though I've heard, I see a smile. I know God is working, so I smile.
Ooh, Champion Life, honey. They take it almost to the club. Bring your accent down. You get somebody out of here.
But they don't go in.
I know God is working, so I smile.
Even though I've been here for a while, I smile.
God's the champion.
Sam regards Melissa with misty eyes.
Now this next team is coming back to redeem themselves. And that's okay, because our God is in the redemption business. So I need everyone to give a round of applause to the Oil Factory.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Oh, Lord. Oh, girl. Them again?
What are we going to do? The Oil Factory.
Come on.
Oh, and who is this new one looking like?
I got a flat stomach and I ain't had no kids yet.
The team bunches together and takes the stage reluctantly.
If you give me one match, I can light this place up and we're out of here.
Please, no, not again, Jimmy.
Don't give him the mic, Jeff.
Earl, you're going to mess around and get an STD humping that
and
floor.
It ain't going to be a sanctified transmission.
Stage lights come up to reveal Oil Factory standing in formation. They exchange fretful looks as they sway and gesture in time.
Please, Lord, let it be great.
Sam sings the lead.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain.
Why can't these little lambs get it together?
Yes, please do something. Don't let the devil win again.
Just get on the drums.
Break every chain.
Don't you need me back here vocally?
Break every chain. Break every chain.
What are you doing?
Hold on.
I like that. Keep doing it.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
I'm not singing, y'all.
Break every chain.
They move into a synchronized dance.
Fallon.
Melissa, did you know about this?
So we go break.
They break into wild improvised dancing.
Hey, you don't have to wait until the battle is over.
Hallelujah.
The spirit got
you. Hey, right now.
You can shout right now. Hey, hallelujah.
Big Love doubles over. Winces and falls to his knees.
Ah! 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 Hey, Jesus. Jesus. Ah!
The whole team falls to the floor.
And now, the moment we have all been waiting for. Who will continue to the regional level of the National Praise Team Competition? And in third place, the Oil Factory!
Come on!
Jess stands in place before a gold plate trophy.
Now coming in second place, the Promise.
A tall young woman in pink takes her place before a gold cup trophy.
And now, in first place, and they are still about that life. Make sure y'all give it up for the winners of the local qualifiers, Champion Live!
Fallon picks up a huge gold cup trophy and shows it off. Afterwards, Melissa arrives at the van with Fallon by her side.
Samantha, is it?
It's Sam.
Get it right.
Right.
A bit of Christian advice. Stay in your prayer closet, because regionals ain't gonna be so sweet.
Fallon storms off.
So what happened to I don't do that trash? Now you're okay with twerking for the Lord?
And it ain't a first time.
You all thought you could do so good with Sam, right? So I let you.
And we did.
And we will continue to.
What do you want to do, Kiki?
Oh, baby, try Jesus. Do not try me, because you already know.
Come get your blessing.
You traitor!
Melissa, what's up with you, though?
Me?
Yeah, you.
What's up with me? You!
Me?
You led me on. Every time I slashed my tires and waited by the side of the road, you picked me up.
Wait, you did that?
Oh, move. I can change a flat faster than you, loser.
She climbs into the driver's seat.
Them little legs.
Good luck getting home. Smile.
She drives off without them.
Hi, Dan.
Y'all already know I ain't never liked her.
Well, there goes that.
In the mansion kitchen, Ty pours himself a glass of white wine. The bodyguard arrives.
Yo, old girl here.
Which girl?
One from the Platinum Party.
Oh, yeah, the one with the voice?
Yeah.
Yeah, let her in.
Sam steps off the elevator, and the bodyguard escorts her to the kitchen.
Hey.
Ty looks her over.
This beat is sick.
Yeah, that beat too hard. Thinking about making it my first single.
Yeah?
Yeah. Still trying to figure out the lyrics, though.
I can help you with that. Or whatever.
Whatever? What's that?
Whatever is whatever. I'd do anything for the chance to work with you.
You on some clout shit, huh?
That's a good thing.
That's a dangerous thing. Hey, Slim. Come let this young lady out.
What's going on?
I thought you was different. I don't deal with people who do anything to get on. Going on now.
Okay, that's how it is, huh?
Yeah, it's like that.
I'm so sick of people.
Bye. It ain't my fault you ain't ready.
I'm not ready. You heard me.
When you don't believe in yourself, you'll do some desperate shit.
I lost everything. Well, you would know nothing about that because you are freaking everything.
I lost everything, too. It just don't look like it.
If you don't help me, I'm gonna have to do this gospel thing just so executives can hear me sing, and I really don't want to do that. I really don't.
Gospel? That sounds terrible.
Yeah, why do you think I'm here?
I don't know shit about God or no church music.
Neither do I, but that's the genius part. I don't have to. I could take any song, hell, I could take Can't Help It and I could flip it into gospel.
Can't Help It is about getting high and having sex in my Lambo. What you talking about?
Not when I sing it. You wanna hear it?
All right, but I'm not giving up my good weed or my wine because you singing about Jesus. Now, come on. My time ain't cheap. This girl crazy popping up in my house.
He leads the way to the studio.
This is it, where all the magic happens.
She plops her purse on the counter, then looks around at mixing consoles, speakers, and recording equipment.
Give me a second to figure it out.
Song went platinum now. Don't choke.
She sits at a three-tiered stand of keyboards.
For real?
Believe what?
All the stuff you were saying about God. Is everything gonna be all right?
Honestly, I don't really know. My cousin's always like, Isaiah says, look for a sign from the Lord and everything's gonna be all right.
Who's Isaiah?
I don't know, some dude in the Bible.
Well, I appreciate you coming down here being so annoying and begging me to sing.
I wouldn't exactly call it begging.
Yeah, you was. But you still helped me out, though.
It helps you?
Yeah, it did.
How?
When I come down here sometimes, I lose inspo. But when you say everything all right, you made me feel better.
Yeah.
Anyway, I never thought I'd hear myself say this, but I think you should sing my song at that church thing.
Huh? No, I was just messing around.
Nah, you come in here asking me for help. I'm telling you, this the one. Let's get it. I'm gonna pull it up.
Sitting at the console, he plays a track and signals Sam in the booth. She perches on a stool with a microphone in front of her.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about me. I'ma be all right. Got G-O-D all over my life. Don't worry where I've been, what I did, how I came up. Every sin was a sin until they changed. Don't worry about me. I'ma be alright. Got G-O-D. Taste my patience. No matter what, I'm not breaking. I'm not basic. Throw your stone, it won't prevail. I got up every time I failed. I failed. But God's got me till the end. Replace every loss with a win. My life's great, get off straight. All this hate, test your faith. My life's great, get off straight. All this hate, test your faith. If God is for me, who can be against me? He's all I need. All
that was
I need.
It, we
don't
got
about me.
She collects a thumb drive and stows it in her purse.
It's yours.
Back at the house.
You really like it, though?
Oh, my gosh, it's so good. Literally, Champion Life is going to have nothing on us. We're going to dance. We're going to have choreography. It's going to be amazing. I love my life. That's going to be my solo? No.
I got to tell you something.
What?
I don't think you're ready.
Tell me.
Really? You want me to tell you?
Yes.
Okay, I did it with Ty.
You did it? With Ty?
Not that with Ty. I did this with Ty. We were in the studio face to face. He breathes on me. I breathes on him. It was sparks. He was like singing like this. I was like, no, I'm not going to sing it like that. And I challenged him. I gave him a challenge because he's not used to that. And boom, we made the song.
That's amazing.
I know.
So did he ask about me?
No.
Oh. What is this? This is hard. This
is Atlanta. Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's that song he was working on in the studio. Must have been on the drive he gave me. Man.
Her incoming call screen says, Daddy Dream Killer.
He's been calling nonstop, Sam. Please say something to your dad. He misses you.
That's rehears.
Later, the team works out choreography in the backyard.
Don't worry about me.
Ready? One, two, three.
I'm gonna be all right.
They strike poses.
Got G-O-D.
I like this. This is how we're gonna look.
All over my life.
They work on steps and gestures.
I'ma be all right. Got G-O-D.
Test
my patience.
No. He's just giving too much dick.
I'm not basic.
They move in unison.
Though your stone, it won't prevail. I got up every time I fail.
Big Love takes a rest, and the others help him up.
Okay. But please have it all with me.
Don't worry about me. Here we go.
I'ma be all right. G-O-D.
They dance in formation.
All over my life. Don't worry where I've been, what I did, or what came from. Every sin was a sin until they changed. Don't worry about me. I'ma be alright. I got G-O-D.
They end with a synchronized sign of the cross, then give high fives.
I'm done.
Next up in the Southern Regionals Praise Team competition, B-Church.
A white boy band performs a hip-hop and breakdance routine.
We're shaking. Look at this life I'm making. I don't fake it. G-O-D on my side, I'm sacred. We gon' take it. We going up right now, no waiting. My life need a little reshaping. I'ma trust my faith ain't breaking. I can put a hand on the Bible. I'm a real life disciple.
A flamboyant woman on the phone.
Cora, now you gonna have to hurry up and get here. You are on CP time. Hey, same, baby. Yeah, I'm trying to save your seat, but you gonna have to hurry up. Now you know these Bible bullies is aggressive. Hey, baby, she's at the bathroom. Same.
Son of God, that's my title. You know that, that's my idol. Yeah, you need a little him in your life. I told everybody it's vital. Or else I'ma scratch y'all out like vinyl. It's vital. Oh, we're shaking. Look at this life I'm
Jesus don't have to say these things because I got to go.
She dances wildly amid the auditorium rows.
My life need a little reshaping. I'ma trust my faith ain't breaking. You know, sometimes in life, it's hard. God's always there.
These white boys for Jesus. Come on.
Yeah.
Who knew?
And if you ever feel like you need somebody, someone to talk to, he's right there.
Backstage, the promise ringtones are decked out in lace dresses.
Yes! Congratulations on making it to regionals. You're proof that a bruised heel can still crush a serpent's head.
I reckon we're gonna win, though.
Oh, of course. But God bless you.
God bless you.
That's Bible. She just means that even though our team took an L last year, we're still able to crush it.
Well, that was actually really sweet.
Get ready and let's welcome to the stage the promise ringtones.
The lead singer stands with her back to the audience. She strikes poses while her six teammates stand with hands on hips. She strides to center stage, smiles, and motions dramatically. The whole team dances in sync.
I should do a TikTok praise dance. On that Jesus time, I don't wait on any man. G-O-D got my life in his hands. If you wanna see some real change, he never left me. Why he love me, I can't explain. Blessings I can't contain. Put you up on his name. Never stopping his reign. God gang, gang, gang. If you don't jump, skip, praise on, then you don't feel my pain. Please don't give me hype. How he changed my life. Don't argue with me when I say he took me to new heights.
In a garage, Ty emerges from a deluxe orange sports car. Meanwhile, backstage...
We have to beat out B-Church and the Promise Ringtones. Top three winners make it to finals, and we still haven't even seen champion life.
PG and Big Love chat in a hallway.
And I don't think I've ever told you this, but I'm really proud of the changes you've made.
You know, appreciate that.
Coming from the street.
Ty arrives with two guards.
Hey, Big Love. I've been calling you, bro.
Ah, yeah. What's up,
man? Hey, that Birkin you sold us the other night.
Ty whistles.
Ooh, I dibble dabble in handbags.
So that's what they call it now, huh?
My brother got some lungs, don't he? All right.
Was smoking.
Yeah.
Worth every bit of that little 10K.
10K.
10K?
On God.
Yeah. You remember, I told you I be doing like a little triathlon thing.
When was the last time you exercised?
Ah, oh, shit.
That's a lot of money.
Pastor, you know all my money be going to tithes and offer. Maybe we should be quiet in church, huh?
Man, that was blown.
Like, yeah, like, shut up. This is my pastor, PG. Pastor.
My bad, God. You don't look like no pastor, though.
Yeah, you know, I hear that every now and then.
What are you doing, man? Yes, I best get back to stepping for Jesus and get my praise on.
Okay. 10K.
Back to the promise ringtones on stage.
Excuse me, is this seat safe?
Oh no, nobody. Nobody but you. Come on in here and get with God.
Ty takes the flamboyant woman's vacant seat.
Good.
The promise ringtones cluster together and gesture gracefully. Backstage, Sam rifles through her purse. She pulls out a thumb drive and gives it to a stagehand. The team gathers together wearing camo pants and white tees with Orange Oil Factory logos.
I changed the music.
What? Now? No.
Nah, we're about to go on.
Just follow my lead.
You're up, Oil Factory.
I got this.
And let's welcome to the stage, the Oil Factory.
Sam leads the team of six to the stage. They take up staggered positions and exchange concerned looks.
Let's go!
Orange light floods the stage. They dance harmoniously as Sam leads the song.
Don't worry about me. I'ma be alright. The G-O-D.
Ty scowls and leaves his seat.
Well, the time for the altar call already? Where is he going?
No matter what you do, I'm never breaking. I'm not basic. Any song you do, I'm not prepared. Cause I do it, baby, what?
Ty and the bodyguard.
Did you give her your soul?
No.
She stole.
Spots Ty standing in a railing. Their eyes connect, then he puts up his hood and leaves with the bodyguard. She breathes raggedly and walks off stage. Three judges make notes. Beaming team members follow Sam off. In the audience, PG and Natalie trade looks. Later, on a sunny patio with picnic tables and umbrellas, a waitress delivers food truck lunches to the group.
So, who won?
Everyone frowns.
Ooh. Obviously not y'all.
Champion life, first place.
Ringtone second.
B Church third. If we had just kept to what we rehearsed, we'd be a nationals by now. And you know we all thinking it.
The new track was dope, but without practicing, we just weren't ready.
I just panicked, all right?
Well, the internet is saying Ty was there, but he left in the middle of our show.
Was that the same track from that night at his studio?
I wasn't planning on using it.
You stole it? How could you do something like that? I would never do something like that.
I was trying to help you all out, okay?
It wasn't about us, Sam. All you do is whine about what you want and what you deserve. Would it kill you to show the tiniest bit of gratitude for what God has already done for you?
Oh my gosh, Jess, shut up!
Me shut up? You shut the hockey puck up.
You don't care if I find God, so stop pretending that you're all deep like some young black baby Yoda. Worship thyself, not God, you do. Lies! Hey, at least I tried. At least I'm not in some delusional bubble in some house drawing dead cats.
You ungrateful jackhole.
Sam dumps her food.
I'm out.
Fine! Get the oyster shuck on then!
You get the oyster shuck on!
And by the way, Cheddar was not just a dead cat. She was my emotional support animal.
You are not my sister cousin anymore!
Sam marches away in a huff. Jess breathes hard and stares after her. Sam enters a dimly lit lounge and takes a seat at the bar.
How you doing? What can I get you?
Rum and Coke.
Can I just see your ID?
Yeah.
The bartender takes a long look at her photo ID card.
Okay, Deborah Goldstein. No. There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you kidding me with this weak ass drink? I need another shot.
I'm sorry, I can't.
He tips his head toward Natalie performing on stage. Sam averts her gaze. I open up my heart to you. Now Sam listens intently. Natalie joins Sam, and the bartender serves her a drink.
Thank you, Rob.
You're welcome.
So what are you doing here?
I could be asking you the same thing, First Lady.
Well, I'm grown, and this is my place. Yeah. Natalie, that's me. What's your excuse?
I didn't want to go home. The team is in their feelings because I switched up the music.
So the new music was your idea?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I kind of stole it from somebody who's going to help me get my music career going. He was there. And we lost anyways.
No fun in sinning and no winning, huh?
Who you tell? But you're a singer for real. Why aren't you running things every Sunday?
Ooh, that used to be me. Yeah. Back in the day, it was all about me. What I could receive. The money, the fame, the attention, the men.
That was before PG.
Okay.
Okay.
But you know, praise, it works different. And it hits people different.
You were right. The other night, when I sang at the arcade, you said I looked like I was scared. I felt like a fraud, you know? Singing about having faith and trusting God. When my mom died, I stopped talking to God. He wasn't listening. So I stopped.
Look, God, he doesn't promise we'll get everything we want. Life is going to do life, hon. You'll have some wins
and you'll have some losses. But God promises to always be there.
I'm not so sure about that.
You know what? That's okay. But guess what? Of all the lounges you strolled into mine, look, I get it. I do. Sometimes life can go so wrong that you have to really sit down and think, what's good? I mean, what's really good, you know?
Yeah. Sam blinks back tears.
But you gotta count your blessings, okay? That's where it starts. And that's praise.
They clasp hands. At night, Jess sleeps with a cat nightlight on her bedside table. She wears a silky hair wrap and satiny pajamas. Sam swings the door open and peers in. She enters and sets down her purse. Jess blinks sleepily as Sam climbs into bed and cuddles up. In daytime, Jess stands at an easel in her room, painting a portrait of a white cat in a feathered fedora.
Hello? Oh, hi, PG. What? Yes, I'll be right there. Ah! Sam!
She runs to Sam's room.
Sam?
Arriving at Ty's gate in a taxi, Sam presses an intercom button.
Ty? Ty, if you could just let me in to explain.
Go away. I don't want to talk to you.
Ty, I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry. You trusted me and I blew it.
Hang up on it.
She wipes away tears and checks her phone as she heads back to the taxi. At the warehouse church, PG meets with the rest of the praise team.
Try not to take too much of y'all time.
Evidently, the Promise Ringtones Church will not allow Kelly to sing, and the rest of the ringtones will not compete without her.
Wait, what happened?
There's a tape. Apparently, Kelly and one of the guys from the church.
A sex tape?
Kiki.
You're right, PG. I'm gonna have my own business, but I'm gonna start tomorrow.
Thank you.
Jackie confiscates Kiki's phone.
So, according to their church rules, Kelly is not allowed to perform with the team. That's not how we roll here, okay? That's their church rules. So, you have been invited to nationals.
Sam walks in nervously.
Sam. Did you get my message?
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear about Kelly. She was really nice to us.
So what do you think about competing?
You guys still want me on the team?
Of course.
Duh. Of course.
Yeah.
I ever tell y'all how I became a pastor?
No.
I stole the wrong car.
What?
Or the right one, depending on how you look at it. I stole a car that belonged to a pastor and I got caught. In exchange for not pressing charges, he made me come to his service every Sunday for the next 3 months straight.
Oh, wow.
Now, that first Sunday was my first time in church ever. But I knew that my life was gonna change from that day on. You see, all of us, no matter what, we're gonna fail. We're gonna mess up, we're gonna make mistakes, all of that. So what? Get over it. Just keep going, no matter what. The story ain't over. All right. Y'all let me know what y'all want to do. It's on y'all.
Bye.
All right, Peach.
Okay, before you guys say anything, I would feel a lot better if I could just say a few things I'm grateful for.
Go ahead.
Oh, I gotta hear this.
So, in no particular order, as Usher would say,
These are my confessions.
First of all, I can't judge Kelly because the footage that is out there on me?
Damn.
And I know God has covered a pregnancy stick or two. Because when I say your girl has been reckless, she has been reckless.
Come on now.
And that night that I blacked out off the Douce and the car got me home?
Jesus.
To this day, I still don't know how. But now I know it was you, God. I know it. I feel it. I know it.
Told you that Douce do that.
Douce be testing our faith. Won't he do it?
And do.
My mom had this wild faith in me. And in God, too. And I'm beginning to see how it all connects. How God loves us and how we love each other.
That's right.
And I didn't understand that until I came here. And I met some really cool people.
Yeah.
Who I know always have my back.
Better know it.
Gotcha.
And I'll always have yours.
I knew your testimony was gonna hit different.
Okay.
Kiki now has bright yellow hair.
Guys, if we're confessing.
All right.
After, you know, I got all those IG followers, after Sam sang at the Painted Duck, mm-hmm. I may have gotten carried away and opened up OnlyFans.
OnlyFans?
That's how I got this watch.
What's the ad name on there? I want to see if it's you telling the truth. See if it's really you.
I closed it down. Now, anybody else got something to confess?
Big love.
Y'all ain't gonna believe this, but, I never stopped selling weed.
We know. Okay. Everybody knows.
Y'all knew?
Okay. I didn't know.
Yeah, it's over now, you know. Well, it is this one dude. I still gotta serve him. But after that, I'm done. It's just on some street stuff with him. And I'm dating somebody from Champion Life.
What? Traitor.
Okay. Now it makes sense why you friend-zoned me.
And me.
Jess, come on.
Baby, Melissa finds out that your true boo is standing right beside her, a champion life. Your ties gonna get slashed.
So, what do we do about finals?
Praise team banners adorn an enormous modern cathedral.
We gonna be all right, we gonna be all right.
In the VIP section, the flamboyant women sit with cocktails and snacks atop portable coolers.
Herb, did you hear about that promise ring time?
No.
Sex tape.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Now they won't let her compete?
Huh. What? If they sat me down every time I did a sex.
Oh, no.
I mean,
no.
I'm just saying.
Hey, PG.
Bishop Headley notices PG and Natalie.
Now look who showed up. The Chevron Reverend himself. Hey, man, you know what's funny about God? You went to the oil factory and y'all had just enough fuel to make it to finals. God got a sense of humor, I tell you, boy. He is funny. Hey, amen.
Bruh, I owe you something.
What you talking about, bro?
Like, I mean, Jesus paid the price. But you still acting like I owe you something. So what's up?
Take it off the gas a little bit. We just two brothers, you know.
Foot off the gas.
Right.
Hey, and I know you're a bishop, right? So you understand that the oil represents God's spirit. So being in the oil factory is good with me. You feel me?
I feel you. I do that, so. I mean, everybody know that, right? That's in the New Testament. John chapter. Yeah. Enjoy the show, everybody.
Child, I heard that clap back all the way over here.
Auntie and uncle are seated amid the general audience. He leaves with his phone.
Hey, I'll be right back.
Oh, it's about to start. Yeah.
Welcome to the National Praise Team Championship.
A long-haired black woman hosts.
This year, we have the biggest and brightest praise teams competing for the honor of being the best praise team in America.
Uncle greets Sam's dad in a huge vestibule where merchandise is for sale.
Hey, you made it. Thanks for calling me.
Hey, no problem. Come on, the seats are over this way.
Hey, can I talk to you? We haven't always seen eye to eye, but I know it took a man like you to help Sam. appreciate you.
It's all good, bro. That's what family's for, right?
Dad gives Uncle an affectionate bear hug.
Okay. Let's get to our seat, man.
A team of eight wraps up.
Coming to the stage, the national three-time reigning praise team competition winners under the leadership and sometimes shenanigans of Bishop Jerome Headley, please make some noise for Champion Life!
They wear black tights and spangled sweatshirts.
Now, y'all know what y'all do.
The troupe includes Melissa, lead singer Fallon.
Look, when things go bad, my God's so real. I praise his name like no one will. Big love flows through all my fears. Say his name, cause he always his. Don't just wish, give him your will. 10 different reasons to rely on him. Seeking you should find if you give him the chills. Blessings from above, for the name like Will. I was born to praise, yes, in Jesus' name. Give yourself some breath, you deserve the best. But nothing in this world, that he loved more than us. Jesus, all I ever really need, Jesus. I don't need another thing, just Jesus. Dance, praising the Lord. Woo. All of this cash, you got a tie to get some more.
I got angels in the coop, trust me, they the truth. I got angels in the coop, trust me, they the truth.
I got a problem, I need his help.
Yeah.
I go straight to that shelf. I get my Bible, I gotta study. Cause no faith get ugly, all my enemies trouble.
Better by the head be humble.
I heard that Jesus don't stop. Ooh. Nah, he never stops. Stop, that's to protect the hip spot. He designed me like this.
Dad and Uncle pass a backstage area where Sam is doing her hair.
Dad?
Sam! All right, thanks.
Uncle leaves them.
I hope you're not mad I'm here. But we left things last time at your aunt and uncle's.
I'm not mad. I'm actually happy you're here.
Yeah, I came here to bring you this.
A small velvet box.
What is it?
Larry told me about you singing. He said it was some church thing, but that didn't sound right. Like Sam Church.
She opens it to reveal a delicate gold cross on a fine chain.
Reminded me of this. Your mom wanted you to have it someday.
I remember this. She would wear it all the time.
Here, let me help.
He fastens it around her neck.
Look, I am so proud of you, ma'am. And I know she would be too.
Thank you, Dad.
No. Don't cry. Right? You look beautiful. I did not want to upset you. I'm gonna.
Dad, I'm not upset. You being here is actually a sign that everything's gonna be okay. And your mom is still with us. Dad, you're my blessing.
She wipes away tears.
Oh, what is happening now?
Come here.
All right, sweetie.
They hug.
Just please stop crying.
Yo, Sam. It's Tom.
Okay. Go get your seat and everything. You can't come all this way and miss it.
Yeah.
Okay?
I love you.
I love you too.
Champion Life. Standing before wheelbarrows full of money sacks, Fallon shoots fake bills from a money gun toy. As bills rain down, she pretends to blow away smoke from the gun barrel.
Come on now. That's what I'm talking about.
Backstage, Champion Life encounters Oil Factory. Sam is dressed in khaki coveralls. The others wear tan work clothes and gold shirts.
Aw, what is this? You're not serving a look, sweetie.
You know what? I get it. Winning used to mean more to me than praise did, too.
Oh, whatever. You're as desperate to win as we are.
Oh, I'm not as desperate as you.
Yeah.
Kiki with black hair.
Jill, you playing for me is the one you gonna rock in.
It's okay, what? Kiki.
Until you do right by us, everything you think about gonna crumble.
Fallon shoots money at her.
Culpepper was on Stars last night. Just let her get out of her system.
We may be poor. We're black. Some of us may be ugly. Mm. Oh, but dear God, we're here.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
We are here.
Hey, Kiki. Okay.
So do you guys really think this is the right move?
Yeah, we all do.
Okay, well then let's get it. Hands on, hands up.
Hands on, hands up.
They head for the stage.
Try Jesus. Don't try me. Cause I throw hands. Try Jesus. Please don't try me. Because I'm fine.
Next up from Atlanta, Georgia, give it up for the Oil Factory.
Lights come up, revealing Sam, then the others, standing in a line across the stage. Ty and his bodyguard watch from the wings. Sam descends to the audience and offers a mic to the Promise Ringtone's lead singer. The singer smiles with delight as she joins in. Sam offers a mic to Champion Life. Melissa reaches for it and Fallon bats her hand away. The Promise Ringtones perform with Oil Factory. Then other ensembles join in. The audience is on its feet. Performers and audience members exchange ecstatic hugs and high fives. Ty and his bodyguard grin and watch the commotion. They receive an oversized check.
In second place, what a surprise, Champion Life!
Fallon's mouth drops. Everyone gapes.
Excuse me?
Sit down!
Fallon marches on stage alone, grabs their check, and storms off.
Give her grace, we understand.
And now, the winner of the National Praise Team competition, the Oil Factory!
Champion Life remains seated as the audience stands and goes wild. Melissa pouts and Bishop Headley protests. Oil Factory runs on stage, and Beechhurst congratulates them. They receive a giant $50,000 check. Afterwards, singing groups mill about, and the audience empties out. Oil Factory hangs around the stage. Ty approaches Sam with her leather jacket in hand.
You left this at the house?
From the night we first met. I was looking for this.
I was gonna give it back until you walked into my house and finessed me.
And now?
I don't know. I'm here.
I know I don't deserve you coming here.
Most definitely don't.
But I'm actually really grateful for the chance to say that I'm sorry. Ty, I am really, really sorry for betraying you and your trust. You didn't deserve that. Maybe we could start over. Not about the music, but as friends.
Not so fast. You still owe me now. Even I know thou shalt not steal.
Facts.
So let's just start with a song.
You want us to work together?
We better head out.
I'll be in touch. Dun, 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 dun. Touch?
He taps her shoulder.
Okay.
Jess.
Did he ask about me?
You were all he could talk about.
I knew it. God is good. God is good.
Yes.
Woo! Don't you just feel that? Like the spirit, it's overtaking me, you know?
We're not doing that right now.
Oh, it's the Holy Spirit.
No.
It's activating.
Jess, oh. We're not activating right now.
I gotta let it out.
You are
all right.
The
source
of my strength. Oh, well. You are the source of my life.
Oh my God.
I lift my hands in total praise to you.
Credits are framed with stained glass style illustrations.
Yeah.
cash. Living in the palm of his hand. Forever I'll be straight, know what I'm saying?
Audio description by Descriptive Video Works. Written by Beth Rand. Narrated by Mocha Onu. Directed by Tina Gordon. Screenplay by Tina Gordon, Brandon Broussard, Hudson Abeyawana, and Jana Savage. Story by Brandon Broussard, Hudson Abeyawana, and Jana Savage. Produced by Will Packer, Tim Story, Charlotte Sumter, Bridget, and James Lopez. Executive producers, Preston Holmes and Joanna Beyer. Director of photography, Sydney Siddell. Production designer, Keith Brian Burns. Editors, David Moritz and R.C. Phil. Costume designer, Veronica James. Executive music producer, Harvey Mason Jr. Score by Jermaine Stigall. Music supervisor, Derek Big Tank Thornton. Starring Chloe Bailey, Tristan Mack Wilds, Drewski, Burgundy Baker, and Angelica Washington. With Quavo, Coco Brown, Vanessa Fraction, Lauren Lott, Corin Hawthorne, Michael Anthony, Country Wayne, Crystal Hazlett, Jacqueline Carr, Lario Grant, and Kiara Iman. Casting by Kim Taylor Coleman, a Will Packer Productions production. The Story Company production, a Tina Gordon film. Soundtrack on Parkwood Entertainment, Columbia Records. The filmmakers gratefully thank Relentless Church, New Birth Church, and Grace Midtown Church. This project was completed with assistance from the Georgia Film Office, a division of the Georgia Department of Economic Development. This motion picture used sustainability strategies to reduce its carbon emissions and environmental impact. This motion picture participated in Universal's innovative below-the-line traineeship as part of NBC Universal's commitment to increasing diversity, equity, and inclusion within all areas of film production. Copyright 2023, Universal Studios. All rights reserved. The characters and events depicted in this photoplay are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. Additional credits continue.
City in LA and it is a part of us. Naked women on a party bus. The way that I'm feeling is marvelous. Shawty playing with the starry dust. Some of them motors are Tarius. We ain't listening to Varius. Only P. Wayne in the car with us. Who walking in with a substance? Smoking on muffins. Brody came through with reluctance. Party got justice. I'ma go dumb productions. Taking abundance. I don't mind no interruptions.
Sipping the gravy with Minute Maid, baby, cause everything I do is fresh. Women for cuffing and smoking on muffins is how I'ma deal with the pressure. Turn off the lights with maybes and mites. Tonight we ain't doing less. I'm what they call a progressor. Yeah, everybody been pushing the patience. On some, you gon' be dead in the face, yeah. Let me teach you a lesson of greatness. Oh, yeah, space you. Something but never the latest. Women love me, I'm petty and gracious. Do a quick 7 to 8 shit. I'm the one like 11 with spaces. Who walking in with the substance? Smoking on muffins. Brody came through with reluctance. Party got justice. I'ma go dumb productions. Taking abundance. I don't mind no interruptions. I'm going dumb shit.